clap, clap, bravo.
Hibiscus greens and a glass of wine. Or whatever he said.
I don't know what you got going on, but alright.
I don't know what kind of trade you're getting this week, bro.
I don't either, but I'm not even going to tell you. Scott is, I don't know, yeah, everywhere right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't even call
on
it.
All DSPs.
Hey. No, that was funny.
Yo, let me ask you a question.
What's up?
How much money should a man bring on the first date?
How much money should a man bring on the first date? Well, see, that is loaded because with that comes a couple different things because you got to think about it. Me as a man, and y'all can, I might be on Gilligan and y'all can go back and listen to that classic, but depending on who asked who out on the date, right, is me, for me, in my opinion, who should pay. So if I got asked on that date, I might bring a couple dollars to get a couple drinks, but like...
No, let's say...
It's me.
It's you.
I'm holding it down. I'm POP.
Extending the invite to, hey, let's go to dinner or let's go do some kind of activity out in the city.
See, then it depends on what kind of woman I'm, you know what I'm saying, I guess, pursuing at that point. Am I trying to like one and done?
No, you're trying to... Let's say you're trying to cuff.
I'm trying to cuff.
Let's just say you're trying to cuff, right?
First date, I'm going to probably take her somewhere where it's like medium expensive. You know what I'm saying? Not like crazy, but not like, all right, what you feel me?
And what's
like,
medium expensive?
Medium expensive might be like a, you want me like a specific place you want me to tell you? Or
you
just
can give
like
me, give me a date.
Like a Seasons 52 or like a McCormick and Schmick, somewhere where like it's a bar where it's like dark kind of inside that sets like a late afternoon vibe to where like it's late enough we can get like a late little lunch like and some drinks, or we can actually have some dinner depending on how, like, you know what I'm saying, how we talking, how we conversing.
What a guy.
So, it just depends. You know what I'm saying? But in that case, it's like I bring close to maybe like 100, 200.
Okay.
Maybe. And that depends on if I'm like taking her out, if I'm not taking her out on a like after nightcap type of thing, after dinner.
Okay. Yo, whoever lives next door to you,
they
better
crazy,
be Metro
bro.
Booming. I'm not sure if they can hear it in the audio. God. I'm sorry, but it keeps picking up in my headphones. And no. I did listen to everything you just said about the first date.
It's bugging me too, because he picks tonight of all nights. Me and him have chopped it up about this shit. Like, I don't know if he's a producer or not, but like, you know what I'm saying? I've met this
man. I mean, he better be a producer or he in your
bro, this man be going nuts at all time of the night, bro. I'm trying to tell you, this shit is so fucking annoying, bro.
Yeah.
So fucking annoying. But yeah, we apologize for that little noise complaining, you know what I'm saying, in the background. How much you bringing?
So that's why I asked the question, because I seen it go viral on Twitter and I just thought about maybe a couple of dates ago, right? A couple of shorties ago that I had in my long lost past.
Yeah,
that
a
didn't
couple
exist.
Shorties ago.
That didn't exist,
ooh,
right? I don't have a
past.
Nah.
You get an air horn. You get an air horn.
No, I don't have a past. I don't have exes.
Yeah, okay.
But the first date I took this girl out to, it was two Urban Licks. And I guess I'm putting y'all on sauce, too, because two Urban Licks, it's that shit, yo. It's that shit. No cap. And this was before I went vegan, because obviously if I went now, there's nothing there for me to eat. Maybe a salad.
Yeah, right,
I only had $100, and shit, I spent, what, like 50 there? Which wasn't honestly bad. I was expecting to spend more. I spent 50.
That's
pretty average.
Actually, no, that's amazing, actually.
To me, that's average on a date if you go out with a woman to eat.
It depends on what city you in. It depends on where you at. Because I'll say, like, I think I looked at a list maybe 2 years ago, and Atlanta was top 10 most expensive, like, first date places. And I think the average was maybe, like 115 to, like, 175. Like, on a, like, average, like, you know what I'm saying? You're not doing too much. First date type shits. But I don't know, like, what it looks like now. That, like I said, that was 2 years ago. But
right.
I don't know.
The tip, I threw, like, what, $15 on top of. I was feeling myself that day. I was like, man, you get a $15 tip.
There you go.
Whatever 20% of 50 was, I feel like that's more.
That's a great night.
and then I think the second place that we went to just grab a drink. Mm-hmm. And it was literally like $5 or $10. And that was my $100.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Nah. That's not bad at all. It's not bad at all. Because, yeah, like I said, depending on, you know what I'm saying, what kind of girl I'm trying to court, and depending on how serious I'm trying to take it at that moment, it ranges. It differs.
I will say during the pandemic, creativity has increased a bunch. You can have game nights, sipping paint nights. Let me not give away all the sauce. Let me stop.
We're going nuts. Don't give them everything.
How was your mental, King? How are you feeling this week?
Cool, man. You know what I'm saying? It's always a lot of shit going on. A lot of, you know, I guess like day-to-day decisions that you gotta prepare for and try to, I guess, not be prepared for it, but I guess, you know what I'm saying, kind of just be ready for it at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, always, you know what I'm saying, always one of those battles. But we good, you know what I'm saying, overall. Straight, I can't complain. Blessed, black, and highly favored, you know what I'm saying?
Right. How are you? I feel it.
Yes, sir.
I'm okay. I could be better. Yeah. What kind of ruined my weekend was the daylight savings bullshit. Word. And apparently, I read before I got on here, they're trying to pass some kind of legislation to where they just get rid of it entirely. Because every state doesn't even participate in it.
Right. It's a couple states that don't. I know Arizona, for one, is for sure one of them.
Hawaii is another one.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I was just saying that, yeah, that's really throwing me off. And I actually went to bed on time that following night. I was like, let me get into bed at 12, mm-hmm. so I knew I'd get at least 8 hours of sleep.
So it's longer nights, shorter days and longer nights, or is it longer days and shorter nights?
Longer days, shorter nights.
Okay.
We lost an hour, put it like that.
All right, I got you. Okay, cool. Yeah, it does feel different though.
Yeah, it feels different. So that 1 hour to me feels like 3 hours right now. Right. Yeah, my body is still trying to get acclimated back to this mm-hmm. daylight savings. I'd be waking up at 7 a.m. now. I'd be like, yo, the sun is in my eye.
Like how? How? Already. What the fuck?
And granted, I do get up sometimes early, like 6:30, just depending on how I feel the night before or what I do.
Yeah.
But yeah, enough of complaining about that. And then I just worked this weekend, did a little bit of giving back on Sunday.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Today I hit the gym. Just fed the homeless, man.
Yeah. That's lit.
You know, Mari, shout out Mari. You know what I'm saying? We just, you know, gave a little bit back to the people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
That really need during this time or at all times. Right. Honestly. So that was very touching to me. Mm-hmm. And it's been a minute since I did that. So I felt great. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I want to put that out in the universe.
Nah, that's lit as hell, bro, for sure. That's respect, because you know what I'm saying, a lot of people either do it for the wrong reasons or just don't do it at all. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely something that's needed for sure, especially in a city like Atlanta, for sure.
And the compelling shit for me when we was out there, man, I gave it was probably like one of my last sandwiches out that I was handing out and mm-hmm. waters to the guy, and he was like, you know what, he was like, you probably don't even know me, but I see you come here every Tuesday, like, mm-hmm. and get off under the bridge, because that's when I get off of 85. Mm-hmm. He said he'd be blasting your music. I started laughing. He was like, but I do remember that one time you gave me $2. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Hard.
He was like, I really appreciate that.
Hell yeah. You know that's what I'm saying? Lit.
So
that's
I was
lit.
Just like, wow. That's the way he didn't interpret
that's love.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's love. That's exactly what that is. For sure. And I mean, it only takes that one.
That felt good to me. That felt good to me.
Good deeds and whatnot. Look at you, man. It only takes one. That's lit, though.
But we can go ahead and introduce this thing. Peace and love. Salutations. What's going on to the planet? It's Trey.
And it's Scott checking, biking his thing, man.
Welcome back to the guys. Welcome back to the Bro Chillians podcast, episode 141.
140. One of them guys. I thought you was going to trip. Thought you was going to stumble.
Ah, no. Come on. We was just off. On Gilligan, that episode last week was a classic.
It went crazy.
It was a classic to me.
Y'all go check that thing out. This is an ad, by the way. Y'all go check that out for sure. But yeah, man.
And shout out to the first timers,
the last timers,
and the in betweeners
for coming bike, man, week after week, showing much love. However, y'all do it, whether it is liking, sharing, commenting, subscribing, turning that post notification bell on, ringing that guy, you know what I'm saying? Because we are on everything, YouTube included. Mm-hmm. Feel me? You can't miss us. So yeah, we appreciate that, man. All right, how we going to get this, man?
Awkward silence?
Nah, not really. We just a little decompress.
Yeah.
Because we know, you know, we go through this every fucking week. How we going to start? Who's segue king? Who going for 80? I think.
Let's just flow. We've been flowing.
All right.
We'll just.
The give and go.
Yeah, team ball.
Here we go.
Team ball. Where we starting, king?
We're going to play pickup.
I'm inbounding to you. Tip off.
Say less. We on a blacktop today. Let me see. Can we start with shit? Music, actually, because I have a question for
music.
I have a question for you. It might trigger a little, because we kind of talked about it before, I believe, on a pod. But I do think it might have changed now, because some other things are in equation. But we can just go ahead and get off, like, you know what I'm saying, what you've been listening to, like, what's new, what's dropped, what you, you know what I'm saying, what you're interested in right now.
Does music make you lose control? Okay.
Hey.
To those who don't, you know, who's listening to the audio,
he if you're not old enough,
he did a Missy Elliott move.
Facts. No, big facts, big facts. But if you're not old enough to know what that reference is, yeah. Oh my God. Yo, hey. I don't know if you should be listening to this pod for real. But yes.
We can start with Lucky Day.
Say less.
Lucky Day's album dropped this past Friday. I forget the name of it right now because my mind is all over the place.
But while you pull it up, thing, but yeah.
I can give my thoughts on it.
For sure.
It was sensational.
Candy Drip?
Candy Drip. Yes. Why did I just forget that?
Yeah.
Classic.
Classic.
I know it may be premature.
Classic.
It may be early. It's 4 or 5 days in, but I'm going to give it a classic. It's no skips on there for me. I was able to listen to it one time through, and the entire one time through, I was vibing. It wasn't one song. I was just like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one. It had the low lights on there. It had the upbeat tempos and melodies. He gave you that melodic sound. He also had Lil Durk on the feature.
Yeah.
That kind of surprised me. Summer Walker was on there, right? Was it Summer Walker or Trippin? I'm thinking of Durk's album, actually.
No, yeah.
But
that's what you're thinking of. He had Shmino on there.
Shmino, yes.
He had Child. I think that's how you pronounce it. And that's the only one that I see so far outside of the Durk feature.
I really enjoyed it. And this shows more to his bag in terms of he's the best R&B male artist out here, I feel like.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
we have our Chris Browns. We have, you know, people who have been in the game for a while. But as far as new school, like new generation right now, today, it's Lucky Day. It's Lucky Day. I think some people are falling short. You know, we do have Brent. We do have Black. We have Bryson, but they're not Lucky Day.
Damn.
Respectively.
That's
respectively.
Crazy. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. You know what I'm saying? That's you. That's you. Unfortunately, me, fortunately, I can't put anybody over Brent. That's just, you know what I'm saying? That's just my one and done. Lucky Day, though, he does go crazy. And this Candy Drip album is amazing. There are no skips.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, probably the Durk feature, N.W.A., is the best one on there, if not over. And that was already out. Like
that was a single for it.
That's just the one that I've been holding on to. Like, that's my shit right now. But nah, it is an amazing album. And it leads me into, I guess, one of my next questions, because it's a couple shits that came out. I don't know if you listen to Mariah the Scientist. She's not really in this conversation, but
well, before we move on for his album, another thing I wanted to say too was I liked how he wasn't super guest driven, like features.
I got you. Yeah.
He had two. He had two on there, two or three at most. Three. Out of 17 records, that's pretty damn good. I can put out an entire 17 song project, have not one skip, and only have three features?
Only three features. And it's cohesive. It tells a story. There's interludes. There's an intro. There's an outro. It's just one of those projects where you know it's like creative thought was put into it, creative process was put into it so it could tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
And even from the cover art, you know what I'm saying? That shit is even phantasmagorical. It's another classic. Go back and watch that guy. It all plays a part. I love it. It's amazing.
Facts. But yeah, you can segue off. That was all my sentiments on that.
Enjoyed it. I might go on a ledge and say, depending on who drops this year, this might be one of the top.
So far, it's the best album to come out quarter one of 2022.
Cool. We bet. We both there. But I was reading something, and the conversation has come back up about album of the decade. I know it's way too early to be talking about this.
Do we have to do this?
I need to know.
From 2012 to now?
Yes.
I don't know.
That wasn't the question. The question was not like what the album of the decade is, but because I feel like we can't do that right now.
Oh, you're saying, but like this is incorporated
in that conversation among and because of today is, I think, it's the anniversary of his drop, but today is the is when K-Dot dropped To Pimp a Butterfly, and that album is in the conversation of best album of the decade. Is this in the conversation? That's the question. Yes.
No.
Okay.
At least not yet. Has to age more in that aspect. Yes, that has to age way more for me personally, because it's easy to say something in 1 year or so is a classic, but as far as in the past decade, 10 years of music to evaluate, that's tough. That's tough.
Is To Pimp a Butterfly in there though?
Yes.
Okay. In yours?
Yes.
Got you. Okay.
We can get into Lil Durk. I think he was the second biggest act to drop this past Tuesday. Or Tuesday. Friday.
72-20. Yes, sir. How you feel?
No skips.
No skips.
No skips. Honestly, okay. I'm not going to sit here and cap like I'm a huge Dirk fan because I don't listen to all of his stuff, but I've listened to a good majority of it.
Okay.
The early days when he was with Chief Keef in that era. Yeah. Of course, then. And his few projects that he's dropped over the past couple of years, I've enjoyed also. But this one was one of my favorites for me. I listened to it one time through also. He was spitting that spit. You're spitting that spit, yo.
Okay.
But what I will say, though, man, another something that did kind of make me feel eerie and kind of, you know, broke my heart is him continuing to cry for help, in my opinion. Yeah. You know, he talks about all these drugs that he does, perks and, you know, lean, and everybody's passed away in his circle. Just all the trauma that he's been through in his life. And it's a cry for help. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's this successful in his life, and he's made it to this point, and it's just like he still can't knock the drugs. And I know it's not easy, you know what I'm saying? And he's putting it in his music for us to listen to, rock out to, jam to, right? But how many fans really care about Lil Durk's health, or anybody, or any artist's mental health at that, or what they're going through, right?
Right.
Because they'll listen to the song and play it loud in the speakers and jam to it, whatever. And then once they pass away, it's just, oh, you know, praise and condolences. We're on to the next, our next favorite artist. That's not right. I don't think that's right at all.
It's not, and I'm not even gonna sit here and like cap and say that there isn't, you know what I'm saying, that vast majority of any artists, I guess, like fan base that genuinely feels like, you know what I'm saying, they do care about the mental wealth of the artist. Because, and I feel like maybe you only feel this way because that artist's music has saved you from something, or it has, you know what I'm saying, gotten you through a dark place in your life. And that's why you, you know what I'm saying, you might genuinely like or grow to care about the artist. But a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, us as consumers, we are very entitled. We are very like, we want the music, and that's really
in the moment,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. So when it comes to giving a person their flowers for what they do outside of, you know what I'm saying, the music and what they give to the art or the industry, you know what I'm saying, there really isn't much there, because all you wanted was the music in that time. So yeah, this is it's sick how you know what I'm saying, we as people move so fickle in the way that like you're only good to us to I can't even speak, but you're only as good to us as what you can produce. You know what I'm saying? And when you stop producing, it's like,
we don't have nothing else left. I feel that. And I didn't mean to sidetrack away from his album, because like I said, this album was phenomenal.
Yeah, nah, no doubt.
Every single record on there, I think my favorite was What Happened to Virgil or something like, what is it called?
What Happened to Virgil?
Yeah.
Featuring
Gunna. That was my favorite song on the entire album. But we got all facets of Dirk on this.
Yeah.
So, you know, that melodic sound, that drill, I'm going to punch you in your face sound. We got it all in one cohesive project, so I really enjoyed it. No skips for me on this one.
I'm going to say there aren't any skips on it, but the replay value of the whole album, like if I were to just sit and try to go through the whole album on a regular basis, I don't know if I could, because I'm just not a big Dirk fan. The album is amazing. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. My favorite one probably is the one with Summer. That's just, I don't know. And I really do like the one with Virgil too, because he was getting his shit off. Like bar for bar, nuts.
And that's not and that's not to shit on Lil Durk, because
no, not at all.
The album is fire. I just feel like on the day to day for me or you speaking, we don't listen to that.
Yeah, that's just not my bag. We just don't listen to that. This is not my bag. So
for
that's
me, for the most part, if I'm at the crib, it's R&B.
Yeah, exactly.
If I'm listening to hip hop in the car, for the most part, it's gonna be Hove. It's gonna be Drake. It's gonna be Ross. It's gonna be Jeezy. It's gonna be T.I. It's gonna be various, you know, legends in the game for sure. But I think mostly my bag is R&B.
Nah, I'm with you on that for sure. And that's just what it is. It's nothing knocking the album or anything like that. It's an amazing album, like I said. And I feel like it'll definitely grow in terms of replay value for, you know what I'm saying, his core audience. Because this is, like, in my opinion, one of the, like, best albums that he's dropped. Because I'm going to say, well, you tell me, what's better, this or Championship?
Championships by okay. Meek. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I feel like I only juxtapose the two because it's like, you know what I'm saying, same kind of verbiage, kind of bag type shit. So that's the reason I do that. But I mean, Same Tiff too. So I'm not even really like going there. Both of those albums, only maybe one of those, one skip, two skips. And I'm talking about this album, but yeah, it's all right, it's all right. Let me see. What else dropped though?
Let me ask you too though.
Oh, go for before, it. What's up?
Is it safe to say the women are crushing the game of R&B? And it's not even close. Male R&B, I'm not even trying to put two and two against each other, but I love the women killing.
You mean in terms of like numbers? It. Like in terms of how many artists there are?
Or just even quality, just like quality of music.
Quality? No, for sure, quality, yes. I'll definitely say that. I think I would go to, like, off the top of my head, I'll go to a SZA, a Summer, or a Snow, you know what I'm saying? Anything, a Georgia, before I go to any male R&B artist. And that's just because of the replay value, how I sing my fucking soul out to a lot of these songs, and they're women. They're,
you know, I just feel like it's more, I can't say it's more passion put behind it, but I just think.
I wouldn't say that either.
The women are just operating on a different stratosphere than men in R&B right now. And I love it. I love it. I'm all for it.
But what's the difference though? Like, cause I feel like both, you know what I'm saying? Both men and women are making that, like, either I'm heartbroken music or.
I think a lot of R&B for men now has been changed. I think before you would never hear nigga like that on R&B songs. Now you hear nigga, bitch, every other.
Yeah.
You know, in the universe of cuss words that you hear in male R&B songs, it's become more machismo, if you would say, and like.
You think so?
That's the energy that I get. You know, it's definitely R&B male acts that are out there that don't do that, for sure. I'm not taking that away. But okay. I think when you look at a Brent, or you look at a Black, it's R&B, but it's kind of, it's with a little bit of rap. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of cussing in there, which is nothing. It was supposed to be used to be provocative. You know what I'm saying? But now I just feel like it gets overused a lot. And male R&B.
I get you. Like a Tory or like a Jacquees kind of like way, how the melody of it is more of a, I'm a come for, not even come for, but it's a lot of just nigga this, derogatory type shit that.
And, salacious. And
we getting all that,
yeah,
extra, like,
yeah,
talk off type shit. I get it.
And this is my opinion. If I'm wrong, please just, you know,
I don't think you can be wrong with an opinion, but I feel you on it.
If I'm off in saying that.
I mean, nah, because a lot of the lyrics are like that. And I don't know if maybe someone, I can't talk today. Someone might say that you are, I guess, putting more of it on men. Maybe, you know what I'm saying, both sexes do it equally. I don't know. But I feel like that's just because you're privy to what you're privy to. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of male-driven content.
Yeah.
So maybe.
But yeah, we can segue. That was just some independent thoughts on that.
Let me see. Davies dropped. Benny the Butcher dropped.
I didn't see that.
Davies dropped, I think, sometime last week.
It was a tape or a single?
Album.
It was an album?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Where have I been?
Where have you been? Hold on. Let me see. What is it called? Excuse me. But have you, you said you haven't heard the Mariah the Scientist jump?
I heard positive reviews about it, but I haven't taken a chance to sit down and dissect the album.
Gotcha. Okay, so maybe not an album. It's a 9-piece. Davies dropped. It's called High. Honestly, I don't know what it's called. Pronounce that.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's H.
I'm sure it stands for something.
Something. Yeah. But he dropped that sometime last week. And it's cool. I've listened to it. I'm a big Davies fan, so you know what I'm saying? I was definitely checking for it. It's okay. Not one of the best, but it is like a cool, you know what I'm saying, here, take that. Feel me?
He has Method, like, Man, Music, Soulchild, Anthony,
yeah,
Hamilton. All right.
Yeah. It's
where
it's,
was
it's
I
cool.
when this happened? Why it's did cool. nobody hit my phone up and let me know?
Honestly, it was a quiet drop though, because he didn't really do too much promo for it. Like I saw something where he promoted the single that he dropped for it. Bet It.
But even
like that,
even
but
on the quiet drops, I'm usually privy.
Yeah,
I'm privy
yeah,
to the
yeah,
information.
Yeah. You specifically. Yeah, facts. I don't know.
So
man.
I'm not sure what disconnect or what. I don't know. But another thing, what it is too, you look at a lot of these streaming platforms like Spotify and the other ones out there. Mm-hmm. On the front page, they only promote the top tier, A artist.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
right.
it's all about money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a money on a game on that.
Basis.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Who's the highest suitor, and how long can you, mm-hmm, you know, pay us to be on the front cover?
Yeah. What are your numbers? What are your streaming numbers? How long can you stay at the top? That's all it is for sure. But nah, definitely go listen to that Dave East joint. It's cool.
You said Mariah the Scientist was dope.
Yeah, it was. Ooh.
That's some shit.
It's some shit, bro. Like, I know we was privy to Mariah the Scientist before this, and I was fucking with her before this. It was cool. Like, it was a couple joints that she had. Mm-hmm. But this one, you're going to sit in the car like, damn. Like, bro.
But see, it's not the time, though.
Bro.
See, we're entering spring.
She made it the time.
We're entering spring / hot boy summer.
Yo.
We need to be on our...
We do. You definitely right. Listen, I could not help it. I'm talking about I drove to the rooftop, and I literally was trying to get out the car, but I couldn't. And I just sat there staring because it was just the vibe, bro. Mariah put me in that vibe, dog. All
right, bet.
It was one of them. But yeah, go check her out for sure.
I'm going to check that out.
And then last thing I had on music for real was RIP Nate Dogg. Today's the anniversary of his death.
Mm-hmm. 2012, I want to say he passed.
Yeah, big shout out to the legend. A lot of impact in the music industry for sure. And just like, you know what I'm saying, overall, a black man in culture for sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so how you wanna segue, King?
Tom Brady?
Brady is back again?
He wasn't retired for 40 days he was retired actually, and
40 days.
He retired. He's back.
So he said, listen, hold on. I think I found a tweet about it. Mm-hmm. But did you really think that he was going to stay retired?
No.
No?
I knew he was coming back. I didn't think this soon. I thought when it got closer to the season, mm-hmm. like, hey, you know, surprise, it's me again. I'm back. Let's try to run it back.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. It says, these past 2 months, I've realized my place is still on the field and not in the stands. That time will come, but it's not now. I love my teammates and I love my supportive family. They make it all possible. I'm coming back for my 23rd season in Tampa, unfinished business. Let's fucking go.
I'm excited, and I'm here for it. You know what I mean? Like, it's another great season of football for me to gander at.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm never gonna say boo for him returning to the field.
Mm-hmm. You think
it's gonna be tough?
Yeah, it's gonna create some commotion.
The competition has gotten harder, but to Brady, what does that really mean? You know what I'm saying? Because it's gotten harder for him every year. He already has what, 7 rings?
You think he can go for 8?
It's definitely possible. It's definitely doable. Okay. Not what I will say, Deshaun Watson is coming back to the NFL.
Yes, sir.
he got acquitted of all of the charges that he was up against, and he's been interviewing with teams.
Was he looking at the Falcons?
He has an interview with the Falcons. Since today is Wednesday when the pod drops, yes, right. He has an interview today with the Falcons.
How you feel about that possibility? Do they have hope if he comes? Would you go to a Falcons game?
If I was
game?
Atlanta, of course I would trade.
Yeah.
Not because I want Matt Ryan out of there.
Okay.
But, you know, Deshaun Watson is, I feel like his first couple of years in the league, he's been in the league, what, 6-7 years,
mm-hmm.
if not longer, was proven to me. I just think he was on a disorganized franchise for one.
Gotcha.
And he's never had, I feel like, that core team to where it's like we can win a Super Bowl with this team, offense, defense, special teams.
Gotcha.
So I think you put him in Atlanta, not only do you have more talent, but you have a younger player also. I think he's 27 years old, 28 at the latest.
Okay.
Matt Ryan's in his, what, mid-30s?
Yeah, yeah.
He's on his way out the door.
So with Atlanta, he'll have more playmakers around him than he has before.
I wouldn't even say playmakers because Atlanta has a lot to do in the draft in a couple weeks. They need to draft a lot of athletes.
They're going to fuck it up.
Some receivers, defensive players. They just need a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
say the least.
Nah, I got you. You going to watch the draft? Where are we watching it at? What we got going on?
Yeah, I don't have no plans. Okay. I don't have any plans, but I just thought that was, you know, really interesting. He also met with the Panthers, Saints, and Browns.
Mm-hmm.
So if he doesn't choose Atlanta, which I think Atlanta, in reality, I don't think we're going to get Deshaun Watson.
No.
And I shouldn't even say we because I'm not an Atlanta Falcons fan, but I'm saying we as the city of Atlanta.
I got you. But why don't you think they'll get him?
Arthur Blank's loyalty to Matt Ryan, for one.
Okay.
And I just don't know if the Atlanta Falcons are ready for another black quarterback.
Wow. Hey, that's a hot take.
Is it?
Low key.
What was the last one we had?
I mean,
Michael Vick.
Michael Vick? Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
You're right.
And I get it. Matt Ryan has been proven in y'all eyes, and he's going to be you know, a Hall of Famer someday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you threw for a whole bunch of yards. I mean, look who you had. You had Roddy White. You had Julio Jones.
Julio.
You had Tony Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
You had Hall of Famers. Well, Roddy White wasn't a Hall of Famer, but when he was in his heyday, he was in his heyday.
He was going nuts. Yeah, for sure. Damn. You make good points. That's funny.
That's all I'm saying.
We're going to see how that shit play out. You said a couple weeks. They got whatever they got to do in the draft.
Something that we missed in music. What's that? You listen to the Slaughterhouse album with Crook and
not the whole
Ortiz?
Not the whole joint, no.
But, oh, so you did partake in listening to it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Only because I heard a little tidbit of Joe, and it was a call between Joe Royce and
Joel.
Yeah, Joel. And they was going back and forth about it. So I was a little interested.
Mm-hmm.
Just definitely interested. And I mean, it was spitting.
They were spitting that spit.
They were spitting that spit. Like, I can't really say too much else. Like, it's Slaughterhouse, cause you know how they go come, but it's always some bullshit surrounded behind it. But I'm still not, you know what I'm saying, checking for them. That's just not my bag for real. But yeah, it's cool. It's all right. And I'm gonna listen all the way through a couple times just so I can see what they was really, like, I guess, beefing about. But
I didn't listen to it.
No, why not?
For one, why? If it's not the entire group, y'all can keep it.
I feel you. I definitely feel you.
And for two, what kind of was compelling to me, I was listening to the JBP, and he had Royce on for the last episode last week, and they were kind of talking about it back and forth and just saying, you know, it's either one of two things you do. You're either bringing the brand up or you're bringing it down, and you're bringing it down. And he said he has the facts to back that up because Slaughterhouse is not getting the same streams without Joe and Royce. And for two, I'm an outsider looking in. I just feel like, you know, that was a unity group. They were all on one accord when it came to making music, you know, being together as a brand and an entity. It should be all four of them.
Right.
If Joel and Crook wanted to drop something, they could have dropped something on their own. They could have started a new name. I don't know, outside of Slaughterhouse, or they could have just dropped it as themselves. You know what I'm saying? Why did you have to get Royce and Joe involved on semantics? They know damn well nobody's checking. It's a few people checking for that album, but the masses is not checking for that album.
If Royce
and Joe is not on there.
No, you're absolutely
right.
What
does your first week look like? 25K?
They'll do better than 25K. Do better than 25K.
Can we put money on that?
They'll do better than 25K.
No, let's put money on that.
They'll do better than 25K. Come on.
How long ago did that album drop?
Come on, what? It ain't no way. It's no fucking way. They've been in the game for how long?
It don't matter.
Damn. Nah, you got to give them some flowers. You got to give them some flowers, bro. That's crazy.
Oh, you lucky they don't have the first week sales on here yet.
What was the second?
Okay. But I don't mean to stray away. I don't know. I don't really care, to be honest.
Right.
But I just wanted to get your, you know, opinion
They'll
on that
do
for a quick
25.
Minute.
It's all good. I promise you, they're going to do better than 25. That's crazy.
And 25 is not bad.
Nah, it's not at all. Is that the Nasty Award this week?
Yeah, but again, I'm an outsider looking in, so I can't even say yeah.
Okay, I got you. We'll hold off on that one then. We'll keep that. Damn, that's crazy. Let me see. What else can we get into? Did you hear about Ryan Coogler getting arrested?
Yeah.
How you?
Bank of America.
Yeah.
I don't have the article up.
I didn't. I couldn't find
it. About it.
Yeah. I heard him talking about it on the radio a little bit too. And I got like much of the story. I don't have the article. And I heard like his account of it, like how he was feeling about it. And I don't know like where I guess the disconnect is. Cause so, excuse me. Okay, so for those that don't know, you know what I'm saying, the headline of what was going on: Ryan Coogler got arrested at Bank of America because there was a tip called in, someone saying that they thought he was gonna rob the bank because he passed the teller a note.
Yeah, he passed the teller a note.
Yeah,
and he had a mask on, a beanie, and sunglasses.
Right,
and the note says, "I'm butchering exactly what it said, but to the sentiments of." I'm trying to withdraw, I think, $12,000 or $15,000 out of my account.
Right.
And I'm not trying to make a big scene out of, you know, you pulling the money out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you could do it in the back and just give me the money, I can, you know, be out of here.
Exactly.
He provided the ID.
His ID, his PIN number.
His PIN number.
His bank information. Like, all that was required to, like, you know what I'm saying, identify and let it be known that this is your account and this is your, these are your funds that are being withdrawn. So, yeah, the miscommunication, I don't know where it came from, like I said, because, like, you go from that to getting arrested and having to explain your story. It's like, bro.
Right.
It makes no fucking sense.
And you're in the city of Atlanta. So I can only imagine, yeah, I don't want to leave this bank with $15,000 cash on me and somebody pop me in broad daylight.
Yeah, because that shit will happen. Like, yeah, nah, that can't do that.
I don't understand what other way he could have went about getting his spanky.
Mm-hmm. And then just outside of the money, too, it's Ryan Coogler. Like, if you watch movies, if you're a fan of anything Marvel, or not anything Marvel, but if you're a fan of Marvel, if you're a fan of, like, you know what I'm saying, any other movies that he's produced, like, he's a big deal. So, yeah, right. I would be, you know what I'm saying, not even starstruck, but, yeah.
I want to say it was a black officer that handcuffed him also. And mm-hmm. I think I heard this from the Joe Budden podcast also. I don't know how true it was, but pretty much just saying, yo, Google me. Like, right. You have no idea what y'all just have right. gotten yourselves into.
No, he's definitely writing a production about it. And I can't wait to fucking see it. I cannot wait. Because what? That makes no fucking sense, bro. All of the information needed provided. And yet you still put me in cuffs in the back of the whip waiting for me to explain to you, like, I'm saying, yeah. The shit that we go through.
Right.
Is that banking while black?
Yeah.
We can, is that another?
But that's why I've never been too fond of banks in general, though. Not just Bank of America's. The, yeah. What was the other one that was making fake accounts?
Shit. I
was it Chase?
Not Chase, not, but hold up. Hey, them boys. Spin the block. Double back, gang. I need all my funds. Hold on, my boy.
You didn't hear about that? Not from Chase, but I
heard about it. Was it a while ago? Like, was it some time ago?
Maybe about a year and a half, 2 years ago. They were making fake accounts to up their numbers. To up their numbers to the powers that be.
I do remember something, but I don't know if it was Chase or not. Cause had I known, I probably would have got the fuck.
Yeah, you got a check-ins.
Like what?
A business check-in somewhere.
Come on, man.
Your name?
Nah,
you don't even know.
Shit. Motherfuckers in Switzerland. Nah. That's crazy though. But I never really won. The things that they don't teach us as black people about banks, you know what I'm saying, and about, like, where your money actually goes and what it does sitting in a bank is one thing. And then, two, they were never built for us. You
correct.
Know what
I mean? Your dollar now in the bank, it depreciates each and every day, whether you know it or not.
Yeah.
And I was having this conversation with my parents maybe a while back, and I was explaining to them, like, no, the value of the dollar, like, decreases every day now. And if you're technically saving, you're still losing money.
Right.
If you have $10,000 just sitting in the bank in your savings, it's depreciating.
Well, one, it's depreciating, and two, it's not even there. You know what I'm saying? You put your money in the bank, and they actually give it to somebody else. They technically lease it out and put your money up as percentage collateral. So it's, like, not there. You have to – they have to get your money from somewhere else, like, when you ask for it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, two, yeah, like you said, it depreciates because it's not at the same value. It's compounded interest, all that extra shit. And it's best to get, like, IRA, Roth accounts, all that, like, type shit, because that way your money is accruing interest. It's not just sitting there, and they're not just taking it.
Right. And like, and based off all the new technology and information that we have now, we have ways we can disperse that money.
Right.
So, okay, we have $10,000 to play with or in our savings. Let's put $5,000, or even if you want to do $500, right, minimum, mm-hmm. into, like, crypto, or you want to do it to stocks now. We just have way more access and information, I feel like, compared to the older generations before, because it was never a huge topic in the black community, at least, to talk about, you know, stocks and, you know, crypto and putting your money in the right spots, like you said.
Right.
IRA, and, you know, we don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We don't. Not everybody, and we're not going to sit here and pretend like we do.
Oh, yeah, no, of course not, because why wouldn't we be winning?
Right.
I guess we can go ahead and give it that nasty award. I didn't mean to do that, but, yeah.
To actually Bank of America.
Serving, yeah, we can give the nasty award to the BOA, because that shit was ridiculous. Shouts out to Ryan Coogler, though, for sure.
Yo, why is gas still $4.50?
Honestly, I thought it was higher than that.
Oh, well, you're in Atlanta. That makes sense.
Well, yeah, I was like, wait, what? Because what? It went down? Nah, why is this shit $5 and like 30 cents?
Bro.
Because.
In a minute, I'm about to tell my job, yo, you got to pay me on top of the regular pay you pay me to come to work.
Yeah.
Give me pay that for my gas for me to pull up now.
Give me that gas.
I don't have it. I really don't have it.
I don't have it.
I don't have any money.
He said, I don't have it.
I can screenshot my checking account and send it to you. I don't have enough money to fill up my car at this point and make it to work and back.
Just start giving them the receipts. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure you get your receipts from the gas station. Look.
I need some reimbursements.
Go ahead.
Immediately.
Go ahead. Yeah, nah. That shit's... It's ridiculous how much shit is going up, especially gas, because... They're trying to, like, we said this last week. They're trying to get us back outside, but it's like, how the fuck you expect me to get back outside when I can't fill up the tank? This shit don't make sense.
Airfare is rising also.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think it's because of the surplus in gas, but it's not that at all. It's because people are booking more trips now.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying it's been the highest since 2019 before the pandemic started.
Damn.
So that's why these, you know, Delta, Southwest, they say you're paying at least $20 to $50 more now on flights.
Okay.
Everybody want to be outside.
I wouldn't doubt it. You know what I'm saying? The mask mandates are lifting in a lot of places. Outside has been open for a while now. And I'm not even going to say the COVID numbers have gone down, but they have stopped reporting about them as much. And as, you know what I'm saying?
The focus on headlines have been Russia and Ukraine right now.
Exactly. Exactly. And we can get into that too. I guess that was on your docket, right? But yeah, it's growing a lot. Niggas are outside. This is what it is. Still be safe. I'm still wearing my mask.
I'm still wearing my mask
yeah,
as well.
I'm still wearing my mask. I don't know what.
Everybody free balling and got them off. I'm like, nah. I'm not even taking the risk. I seen somewhere in China where it's like going crazy right now. The COVID cases is like a new strand out there.
Oh, man.
It's only a matter of time before it hits us.
Circumvent the globe. Come over here real quick.
I've seen this movie too many times. So, right. Nope. I'm still keeping my mask on, respectively.
Nah, yeah. That's what it is for Showski.
Yeah, I might get the mask just for the rest of my lifetime. Just because.
I'm trying to tell you. I said this a while ago. I don't, like, why? I don't want you to see my face for real. I'm good. Let me see. What else is on this docket, man? Yeah, something you wanted to?
That's really all I had on mine. Did you have more?
Let me see.
Oh yeah, also in music, not bad. I didn't
go ahead.
Gold Bottle Don dropped the Mari M's.
Yes, sir.
Get some air horns. The Rebirth.
Hey.
Very excited for his project dropping really soon.
Yeah.
I love the growth and energy going on that side, man. I just love it.
Facts. Nah, it's pure, it's positive. And it's something that I feel like we should see a lot more of in the black community, like just following the story and just like being an avid listener of the music and seeing the growth and hearing the growth, feeling the growth, like that shit's is lit. And it's actually funny because I was thinking about this the other day. I found my biggest flex.
What is that?
Bro, all my friends are like literally like my favorite like people or like favorite shit to shop with. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Mari M's probably one of my favorite rappers to listen to, like type shit. Like, the vibe is there.
I ain't gonna lie, this project might be the best album to ever come out of Gwinnett.
Bro, that motherfucker is pressure, bro. That shit, I still got chills from that one joint. I'm not even gonna say nothing about it, but yo, that motherfucker was crazy. Like, but yeah, nah, like my favorite drip, Mifflin or O'Baron, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? My favorite shows to watch, obviously us, but you know what I'm saying? Excuse me, Toast Achievements, our boy Carlos, or whoever else has a podcast, a platform, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you name it. Fucking photography fans, friends, friends with makeup lines, friends with skincare lines, whatever the case is.
It's definitely a celebratory act when you can celebrate and accommodate ones around you that are doing well.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Hard,
like,
too.
Everybody's elevating. And
I'm sorry, shout out to O'Baron for real, because I just seen a picture of Cedric the Entertainer in it.
Yeah.
That shit was hard as fuck. That shit was tough as hell. So definitely shout out to y'all boys, moving and grooving like that. But yeah, nah, that's my biggest flex.
Yeah, that's what
that.
I love to see, man.
Yeah.
Rooting for the people around us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we build them up, and that's how it should continue to be. Continue to build them up, build up yourself, I love it. I love all the positive energy coming out.
Yeah, it's going crazy. I mean, the only other thing, so I had two topics. One of them we didn't get into last week because of the chronology of the docket. Mm-hmm. was a little questionable. And then another one was just about like how the changing of the algorithms is starting to come, like how we had we started with the 15-second, 10-second like reels or clips or stories on the platforms. Now they're pushing a 7-second algorithm, to where like they're basically trying to, make it to where your attention span is a lot less, so that the way you receive news or the way that you receive important information about the world is a lot harder for you because your attention span is a lot smaller.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because the news is what, 30 minutes a day? 30 in the morning or an hour in the morning.
That shit is all day now.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And it's all depressing.
Exactly. So I definitely wanted to put that out there, like as to something to be aware of and something to really like train your brain out of, because social media is one of the main things that everyone is into. And I hate to mention his name because I don't, like, I really want to stop talking about him every fucking week. It's annoying as hell. But
don't say it.
He had a point. I won't say it because then I'll put a fucking dollar in the jar. I won't say it. But he who will not be named, said something about just the fact that like the powers that be have started, you know what I'm saying, modeling everything that we do after this motion right here, because it like produces endorphins in women's brains specifically to like drive their attention span and drive like this motion to be something that is like the one thing that they cannot not do. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like instead of reading a book and flipping pages, or instead of like you name it, whatever, being outside physically doing something rather than being digitally inclined and swiping and shit like that. That's like a big part of why they're driving smaller and smaller, like second or increment time, like platform, you know what I'm saying? Models like stories, mm-hmm. reels, all that type of shit.
I think I'm going to take a break off of it. I agree. You know, that just kind of inclined me to take a break off social media.
Right.
I think the whole month of April, I might just chill and not be on there. So any news that comes out, you may have to be responsible for
it. Tell me something like, yeah, relay something. Because, that right there is like, it's crazy to think the ways in which they try to attack, or not even attack, but like, push the misinformation or the misguidance mm-hmm. of information. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like the way you do it, we probably wouldn't even catch on to if we were so inclined, deeply stuck into like these apps running our lives. That for shit sure. is fucking, it's ridiculous. Because you subconsciously, and you wouldn't even notice it unless like you keep track of how the apps grow and how different apps like either model each other or try to do other things to get you hooked. And a lot of that is like making shit quick, making shit easily digestible, making shit like really dumbed down or just like heavily repeated. Because the algorithm now is what, like a save, or a favorite, and then a share, and then a like, and then something like that. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
always steadily changing.
Exactly. Something like that. So that's why they're doing it. That's how they're doing it.
Right. And if we're
talking... I get what you're saying,
though. I'm tired. I'm tired of potting, dog.
Where we at?
I feel like Jimmy Butler. I don't know. But I want to go home.
We an hour in. We there. I mean, really, I didn't have too much else on my docket for real. Except the nasty topic that I don't really want to get into, so it's cool. It's not even really nasty. It's just something that every guy has that I wanted to get your opinion on about why it makes us dogs, but it's okay. That was it. We can really get out of here if that's how you're feeling.
All right, but.
Yeah, sir, Ski.
Bro, chilling is out.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, let's say it again. Bro, chilling is out.